You're listening to Choosing the Right MTB. I'm your host, Daisy Shelton, and this is episode number 3. Our topic today is best shoes for XCMTB racing. Daisy Shelton is brought to you by Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Pearl Izumi has been refining her mountain bike shoes for over a decade, and this is the best they have ever seen. The Elevate was built for daily riding on rough and slippery paths and is one of the most comfortable shoes we have tested. Cross-country and gravel riders will love it, but aggressive trail riders may want a knitted top to afford it all. For the first time in its history, mountain bike shoes from Pearl Izumi's have received the X Alp designation for their performance and comfort. The big Vibram cleats are great when they run around, jump over rocks and don't interfere with the SPD pedals. Whether you just want an extended bike ride or a good pair of cliff-free mountain bike shoes for a long ride, comfort, walking and traction are the most important factors. Just remember that the right answer will be different for each rider, so quality, construction and durability are crucial when choosing a climateless mountain bike shoe. With this in mind, here is a list of the best mountain bike shoes for XCMTB races, covering the full range of riding styles. The Shimano ME7 combines low weight and pedal efficiency with good durability and grip protection in the shoe. The best gravel bicycle shoes are trimmed to the most important features, creating a good mix of comfort, durability, grip and comfort for all riding styles. Gravel has evolved from something that a bunch of folks in Flint Hills, Kansas, did as punishment, to something that we do, but the idea is good and true here to stay. We started seeing clothes and equipment designed specifically for long rides on dirt roads, including shoes, and we want mountain bikers in pajama pants to try it out. If you're in the mood for some buying advice, check out our guide to picking the best and cheapest funds or scroll down to have a look at some of them. Mountain bike shoe for cyclists who cycle to work because they are Shimano SPD cleats compatible make the perfect indoor cycling shoes. The outsole features a rubber compound that interacts seamlessly with the flat pedals, and they use pins that grip the bottom of their shoes to make them ideal for cyclists who do not want to be clipped in while riding. Flat pedal shoes may look like casual shoes, but their soles are much stiffer, making them ideal for downhill riders looking for the comfort of being able to quickly get around tight bends. Finding the right clipless mountain bike shoes for you means wading through a variety of different shoe types to find the right fit, style and sole stiffness for your riding style. Although they offer you better efficiency when pedaling, they can sometimes be uncomfortable and offer considerable protection against rockfalls, but can also cause a little pain and discomfort. The best clipless mountain bike shoes are suitable for different riders, depending on fit, riding style and course budget. Whether you're a cross-country racer looking for the lightest and stiffest shoes out there, or an enduro shredder looking for protection for your style, finding the right climate-free mountain bike shoe requires some research. Conversely, an enduro style shoe can look good and offer a lot of toe and forefoot protection. A good pair of mountain bike shoes ensures a better, more personal fit and makes you faster and more efficient depending on your choice of MTB pedals. Whether you are a cross-country racer, enduro shredder or clipless rider, you will know that the benefits far outweigh the pitfalls. Finding the best mountain bike shoes is like finding the right bike helmet, it's too important to ignore it. Anyone who has ridden in climless mountain bike shoes knows that the benefits far outweighed the pitfalls, even if you combine a pedal system that allows you to switch between the two depending on the type of terrain and event. The range of mountain bike shoes is divided into two categories, climbing and climbing. While there is no right or wrong decision when it comes to purchasing a pair of mountain bike shoes, your riding style and preferences are likely to influence your final decision. If you want to play in the dirt, you will want the latest and best mountain bike shoes for the best possible performance, but that doesn't necessarily mean bragging about the latest technology. To reduce marketing, all the shoes on this list were tested and compared to each other to find out the strengths and weaknesses of each model. Whichever style you prefer, there is no shortage of highly protected enduro kicks for mountain bike racing, but the debate about which is better will continue as long as mountain bikes are available. Basically, it is a combination of cleats and clips that can be used in a variety of different styles, such as cross-country, mountain biking and cross-country. This has been Choosing the Right MTB. Episode 3. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.